Hello everyone, my name is Yong Su Chu. In this talk, I'm going to introduce an interesting...
Is it work?
Okay. In this talk, I'm going to introduce an interesting interesting approach on how to improve application launch time on solid-state drives. This is joint work among the Ewha Womass University and Seoul National University and University of Michigan. Okay, let me first define the application launch delay. It is the elapsed time between two events. The first is the moment the user clicks the icon or inputs the command to start an application. And the second event is the moment when the application becomes responsible so that the user can interact with the application. The application launch delay is reducing the launch delay is very important for interactive applications because it critically affects user satisfaction. Unfortunately, the application launch performance does not follow the Moore's law. Over decades, we have seen that the CPU performance, DRAM throughput, and hard throughput have been improved exponentially. But even if we use a brand new machine, we cannot see the significant improvement of application launch performance. This is mainly because the hard sink and rotational latencies do not improve well. You can see the rightmost graph. The hard access latency shows the linear improvement. So this graph shows the application launch breakdown. The red color shows the hard sink and rotational latency. It occupies about half of the entire launch time. So there have been many software level schemes deployed in OSs to reduce the hard access latency, such as application fragment, superfetch, redoit, and boot cache. One of the most widely used method among them is sorted prefetch. One good example is the Windows prefetch, which is introduced in the Windows OS since its XP version. It works as follows. First, the prefetcher monitors the I/O requests that are generated during the application launch to obtain the set of access blocks for each application. Once the set of blocks can be determined, then for the next launch, the prefetcher pulls the target application upon detection of each launch, and then it prefetches the predetermined blocks in the socket of their LVA address. And once the prefetcher completes, the prefetcher resumes the target application again to complete the application. So this graph visualizes the head movements during the application launch process with and without the circuit prefetcher. The upper graph shows that the hard access, the disk access movement is significant. But if we use the circuit prefetcher, you can see that the disk head movements is well optimized. And we developed the sorted prefetcher in the Linux and tested to see the improvement. And we found that the improvement is about 40%. But fortunately, there is a very easy way to improve the application launch performance. That is using the flash-based SSD. We just replaced the hard disk drive with the flash based SSD, and we can see that the application launch time of Acrobat Reader is reduced from 4 seconds to about 1 second, and MATLAB from 16 seconds to 5 seconds. This is a very good improvement. This can be possible. This is possible because there is no mechanical moving parts in the flash-based SSD. And the moreover, the prices of SSD is now affordable. So we can see that now many users begin to use the SSD in their laptop or desktop PCs. So here is the one interesting question which motivated us. Are we satisfied with the application launch on SSDs? The answer may be yes for the lightweight applications. For example, for the Acrobat Reader, which is the less than 1 second to be launched. But the answer can maybe no for some heavy applications, which it takes more than 5 seconds to launch. Maybe it is far from the ultimate user satisfaction. So we believe that the software level launch optimization is necessary even for SSDs. And there are some more factors that can increase the need to this for launch optimizations. First, the applications are getting heavier for every its new release. It means that more blocks should be read during the application launch. And the second is the application launch performance is closely related to the SSD random read performance for small IOs. But that performance is that performance improves very slowly because it is mostly bounded by the single chip performance in the SSD. So the next question is, will the traditional hard disk drive aware optimizers work for SSDs? I could find that there are many articles or threads in the over internet, and the consensus was that the hardware optimizers will not be effective on SSD. And the rationale behind that is they mostly optimize disk head movements. And you know that there is no disk head in the SSD. So it is often recommended not to use them on SSDs. One good example is Microsoft Windows 7. I could find some articles from Microsoft that if the Windows 7 detects the SSD is used as the system disk, then it will disable many of its optimization schemes like Windows prefetch, application defragmentation, and so on. Actually, first, we don't believe this opinion, so we wanted to do the experiment and see what's going on SSD. So we implemented the sorted prefetch and we attached the SSD, and we have some results here. First, we found that there is no benefit from RBA sorting. This is because the uniform secret latency of SSD. But we also found that the launch performance still improves. The improvement was about 7% when we applied the sorted prefetch. This is surely better than nothing. We found the main reason of this improvement was the increased effective QDEFs of the SSD. You know that in the SSD there are many chips, so if you can use them parallel, the performance can be increased. We found that the average QDEFs is 0.3 when we do not use the sorted prefetch, But if we use prefetcher, the qdeps can be increased to 3.4. But we have to agree that the 30th prefetch was not that efficient SSD than the hard disk drive. So we decided to develop a new application prefetch, which is customized for SSD for further improvements. So this is our idea, the fast application starter. First, let me explain the cold start scenario. In this scenario, all the requested blocks should be fetched from the SSD because there are no blocks in the main memory. For example, immediately after you reboot the system. And our main concern is to improve the application launch performance in the cold start scenario. And the second is warm start scenario. In this case, all the required blocks for the launch is in the main memory, page cache. So there is no SSD accesses. And CPU can keep its computation. So the launch performance will be the best. This is if we think about the second level storage optimization, this will be the low bound of achievable application launch time. The third is our approach. Our main idea is to overlap CPU computation with SSD accesses. This can be done by deploying on prefetcher, and we can overlap this CPU computation with SSD accesses by simultaneously executing the original application and the prefetcher. So this can be possible because we can see the determinism in the application launch process. It means that the generated block request sequence among repeated launch does not change much. So in real practice, there are some block requests interfered in the request sequence that are not relevant to the application launch. But if we gather just a few low block request traces and calculating the common set, then we can obtain such kind of application launch sequence. So now the idea becomes clear, and this is what we have to do to implement the application prefetcher. First is the application launch sequence profiling. Our target platform was Linux, and so we could use the block trace tool to obtain the block application launch sequence. And the second was prefetcher generation. The application prefetcher should replay block requests according to the application launch sequence we obtained. And the third is the prefetcher execution. Once we detect the application launch, we should simultaneously launch the original application with our generated application prefetcher. It can be done in case of the Linux. It can be done by wrapping the system call exec. We use the environment variable LD preload to implement this. So the first and the third was very straightforward, but in case of the second, we have something to discuss. So let me explain this for more detail. Let's assume that the application launch sequence is AB, block AB, C, and D. And if we use block trace to capture the block level I/O, and we can obtain the the series of tuple, which is the stocks LBA and the size of block. But in fact, the application does not use the block level I/O. It uses the file level I/O to fetch the blocks required. It means that the access is from the using the file length of, and the offset in the file and the size. So we first thought that we may simply implement the prefetch by opening the whole disk as a block device. And in that case, we just use the LBA as the file offset without any modification or conversion. So we found that running this prefetch, we could successfully load the blocks A, B, C, and D into the main memory page cache. But we soon realized that the page cache structure, in the page cache structure, all the cached blocks are indexed and searched by the associated inode. So the left side is the resulting page cache structure after we run the prefetch. But the application accesses these blocks by using the file name a.conf, b.so, and c.lib. So even if we load this to the page cache in the main memory, there are still page misses occurred, and there are no improvements using this prefetch. Actually, the right side structure is what we exactly need to construct to make the fast working on. So the required prefetch seems like that. It should perform file level I/O replay using the file length, file offset, and the size. But the problem is the essential component to do this is the LBA to inode mapping. But we did some research and survey and found that currently this kind of function is not supported by most file systems, including the EXT file systems. So we have to do this by ourselves. And it seemed that for the single file, the LBA to inode to LBA mapping is very easy to build. It was very straightforward. But building such a map for the entire file system was a totally different story. Because there are millions of files in a file system, and they are frequently changed. So it seems that maintaining such a map seems impossible. But fortunately, we use only a few hundreds of files used by a single application. So we choose to build a partial map for each application by determining the set of files used for the launch. So it can be done by monitoring all the system calls using file name as the arguments during the launch process. So finally, we were successful in generating the application prefetch. And this slide shows the example application prefetch for GIMP application. You can see that it performs a file level I/O replay using the file length and relative offset. Okay, then let me show you the result. We monitored the CPU and SSD usage during the various launch scenarios. The first line shows the cold start. You can see that when CPU is running, SSD is idle. And when SSD is busy, the CPU is blocked being idle. And the next is warm start. You can see that there is no access in the SSD, and CPU can keep running its computation without being blocked. And the third is fast. Here, it seems clear that our approach can successfully overlap the CPU computation and SSD accesses. In this case, the reduction was 24%. This is a little bit disappointing. We actually achieved the performance very close to the warm start performance, but the reduction was only 24%. The main reason was this application is mostly CPU bound. So there is few room to overlap the CPU computation and warm start, the SSD access. So we tested another application. And in this case, the CPU to the SSD ratio is about 1:1. So the reduction was increased to 37%. But this is still, this is not the optimal reduction we thought about. The optimal reduction should be about 50%. The main reason was you can see that in the early stage of the launch process, the CPU usage becomes very low. Again, this is because the initial initial stage, the SSD access is too high. Even the whole process is CPU bound. So so we could conclude that the main two factors that determines the performance of fast is the first is the ratio between the CPU and SSD computation time. And the second is the distribution of the SSD accesses over the whole launch process. So we tested our approach over 22 Linux applications, and we found that we could achieve about 28% of reductions. Okay, this graph shows only the average. And you can see that the warm start performance is about 63% of the cold start scenario. So this should be the upper bound of the achievable performance improvement of our scheme. Okay. Okay. So this is what we currently implemented. And we found that our approach can be also applied to the smartphone because there are some similarity to PCs with the SSD. The first is smartphones runs various applications, which is different from other embedded systems that runs only dedicated applications. So in this case, the application launch performance becomes important. The second is NAND flash storage is used in the smartphone. So we can expect the same performance behavior in the smartphones. And the third is smartphones usually use slightly modified OSs and file system designed for PCs. So we may easily port our prefetchers to the smartphones. And there are further benefits. Smartphones tend to launch the application more frequently. And there are limited main memory in the smartphone, so we can expect that the cold start scenario occurs more often. And it is equipped with slow CPU and flash storage compared to the PCs. So we can expect that the application launch time will be relatively longer than the desktop or mobile PC. So we did some experiment using stopwatch to measure the cold and warm start time on iPhone 4. And we found that the average cold start time is 6.1 seconds, which is larger than the PCs. And the warm start time is 63%, which means that there are room for improvement using our method. Okay, let me conclude this. In this world, we introduced an application free patch, which is designed for SSD for further improvement of application launch performance. And our ultimate goal is to achieve a warm start performance in the cold start scenario. So we are currently working on further improving fast by exploiting the SSD parallelism. And more ideas and the results are available in our poster. Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Asar Weslin from Perabit. If I understand you correctly, you're using block trace to get the blocks that are being accessed and then S-trace in the application to see what files you can map those files to the block numbers. Did you consider using the information from S-trace in the system call trace as to what files it was opening and reading?
Using information for what?
If I understand you correctly, you were using S-trace to figure out what files the application
files
was opening.
What files I used during the launch process.
And then find out what blocks those were, so you could map those against what you got from block trace.
Yeah, we used the file name list to build the map, RBA to inode map.
Do you need to build that map? Can't you use the information that the system call trace gives you as to what files and what offsets the program is reading from?
You mean that using the similar method, I can achieve also the relative file offset, right?
Can you say that again?
Could you repeat your question more briefly?
Let's talk later.
Okay.
Ethan Miller, UC Santa Cruz. If I understand correctly, you did a cold start, measured all the blocks, and then basically prefetch them for the warm start, correct? So what did you do with the application after you did the cold start? Did you just quit it immediately, or did you do any work on it? Or in other words, you did a cold start, the application starts up, you've got a trace. Did you do anything with the application, use it in any way, or just immediately quit?
I'm sorry, please repeat your question.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You did a cold start, so you start an application, right?
Yeah.
And you measure what blocks are fetched, and you try to classify it to see what to do for the warm start.
Yeah.
Did you actually use the application for anything, or did you quit the application immediately? The reason I ask is that if you use the application, very often it will read a different set of blocks if you've done anything useful with it. Which is what users would normally do, and I'm curious to know whether you actually have any idea how much that might affect the sequence of blocks that you need next time.
We measured the launch sequence during the cold start scenario to make the situation as similar to the cold start scenario. We intentionally flushed all the page cache and. After we obtained the application launch sequence, we generated the prefetcher. And the next time, we just run the prefetcher. In that case, the situation is, warm start and there is no harm effect, and
I just got an answer that you don't do anything with the cold. The reason I ask is that normally when you would use a web browser, you've got a whole bunch of different files that it might read the second time, and I'm just curious to know whether that would impact how effective a warm start might be.
Yeah, our approach cannot cover that. For example, you mean the Firefox. the
or anything that modifies startup plans.
Yeah, in the case we only cover the latest cost, that is that does not change. So we define the only the portion as the launch cost. But it's right. If after the launch, immediately the application loads some data, then using our approach, it cannot cover the traces. But so this is the limitation of our approach.
Okay, let's thank the speaker one more time.